Well, can you believe it? It's Friday. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show. It's time to get to it for hour number three. Where will you find the dumbest thing you've heard all week? We'll get down to it. I've got three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Wolverines are headed to Happy Valley, which could be known as the Valley of Tears by the time they get back to Ann Arbor. But for those who are keen on seeing Jim Harbaugh hit the road, well, this may be your weekend. Number two, what about the weather? Is it going to be cold and snowy and rough this time around, or is it going to be warm and wet? Well, it depends on who you listen to and who you ask. It's all over the map. Do you trust these people anyway? And number one, General Motors workers will remain on the picket lines for at least another week, which is weird. I mean, I thought when you settled a strike, everyone got to go inside, get a cup of hot coffee, you know, have a donut, shake hands, high five. I am so confused some days. Maybe I'll bring Ivy in a little bit later, have her help me out a little bit. Anyhow.
Very happy to report.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll have Ivy. She'll be happy to report. Right? Right. UAW spokesman Brian Rothenberg recommending the ratification of the GM deal. And despite reaching a tentative agreement, the UAW workers employed by GM will stay on the strike lines for another week, maybe more. That's after local union leaders yesterday voted to keep picket lines going until a new contract is actually ratified. The walkout, 33 days now? Something like that. The longest national strike against GM, by the way, since 1970. And if you look at the estimates of the cost involved here, it's $2 billion. $2 billion lost by the company. Affected workers, hundreds of millions in wages lost there. Now, the UAW says it wants ballot totals back. Wants ballot totals back by October 25. October 25. After meeting for more than 6 hours, the roughly 200 union officials voted to send more than 48,000 GM employees the agreement that promises permanent jobs for temporary employees, record ratification bonuses, and the elimination of a cap on profit sharing. The proposed contract would give 3% base wage increases in the second and fourth years of the contract, would pay 4% lump sum bonuses in the first and third years, a record ratification bonus of $11,000 to be paid to permanent employees, $11,000, $4,500 for temporary employees, $11,000. Now, does that make up for the month off? Probably not. Probably not. I mean, maybe. I suppose maybe it makes up for it. But if you're off 6 weeks, I mean, at some point, it doesn't make any sense. Anyhow, neither UAW President Gary Jones nor Vice President Terry Diddy's attended the press conference following the National Council meeting. Members will be voting on the agreement starting Saturday, according to UAW spokesman Brian Rothenberg. Of course, Jones and Diddy's are both part of this national federal investigation of corruption. You've got that going on for you. The potential resolution to the strike comes amid years of the federal investigation. 11 individuals charged so far. The continuing probe implicating Jones, Dennis Williams, government raids. It's just a lot going on. By the way, GM agreeing to $7.7 billion in direct investment, including building an electric pickup truck in Hamtramck. Good news for Michigan. But for the Lordstown Assembly plan, it's the end of the line. Now, remember, before the strike, there was a conversation to make the Lordstown plant a unionized battery plant. Well, that didn't happen. So did General Motors or did the UAW come out ahead on this whole thing? Or is it kind of a stalemate? I don't know. You can drop me a line on that if you're a General Motors worker, either side of the line, whether you're in the union, not in the union. Who came out ahead on this deal? Go to SteveGruber.com, drop me a note. I'd be curious what your feedback is. I would be because I'm just curious, you know, after this long and add another week on top, it put us at about 40 days of strike time, right? Was it worth it? Was it worth it? Did it make sense? And what does it mean for Ford and Chrysler? That is yet to be seen. Meanwhile, in breaking news this morning, the ceasefire in Syria seems to have been broken, at least in one town. Ras Al Ain. It's along the Turkish-Syrian border. Apparently, the ceasefire not broken by the Kurds, not broken by the Turkish military, but broken by the Syrian Free Army attacking the Kurds. But apparently only in one area, one small area. Not sure yet if this will have impact across that region. The president, meanwhile, standing by his decision to leave Syria, to bring troops back home, standing by it, saying it is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do, he says. And so Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo were in Ankara, Turkey yesterday. Remember that President Erdogan there said that he would not make a deal. He would not agree to a ceasefire, and then he did for 5 days. For 5 days. And that would give the Kurds the time to move out of that 20-mile-wide safe zone, if you will. And it might facilitate a wider peace process. And then you have to ask yourself, with Democrats and Republicans from different areas all demanding we stay there in Syria, you have to ask for what end. If there is a peace agreement and the Kurds are not left out in the cold and they can come to a peace deal, then what's the answer? We should stay in the war anyway? Who does that make sense to? Doesn't make any sense to me, I can tell you that. I keep coming back to the same thing here because I want to know, for those on the side that say we should never have left, they're the same people, many of them, that criticized the U.S. going in the first place. These are the same people that, some of them, that praised Barack Obama, even though he didn't enforce the red line. And we went in there, what, 10 years ago? We were going to stay for a couple of months. That was it. It's 10 years on. And now Barack Obama gets us in there and they support that. And now they don't want to come home. I don't understand the point of view, except that it's pure politics. Absolutely pure politics, because there's no other way to look at it than to say, look at the way this falls. You've got the Democrats who say every time Donald Trump drops a bomb, he needs congressional approval. But when he leaves a war, they won't go pass the resolution and say, we support the war. Because who the hell would do that? What do we have in northern Syria? Well, Russia's going to come in. Okay. Well, the Iranians are going to come in. Okay. ISIS may be reconstituted. That's unfortunate, but not like it was. And there will always be an Islamic group that follows. There's always a new resurgent Islamic group that follows. It's just the pattern. One dies, another one sprouts up. One dies, two more sprout up. One dies. It's been going on for millennia. And do we really need to be there every day? And it just doesn't make sense. So the ceasefire is a great first step if it can hold, if the Syrian Free Army can be kept in check. It is a great first step. A good time for us to leave that theater. I mean, why are we there in the first place? 14 after on a Friday.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? I'm inside one of the server rooms in Johnston, Iowa, Pioneer's largest R&D center. They keep it cold in here to cool off all the computers. There are racks and racks of servers, lots of blinking lights, and that low hum is coming from the 125 billion data points that Pioneer corn and soybean scientists crunch every year. That enormous computing power, that helps Pioneer narrow down the hundreds of thousands of new genetic lines to the less than 1/100 of 1% of seeds that eventually make it into a Pioneer bag. The server room, one of the places that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.